Sir,
I mean, that's
sir,
why,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you have children of your own?
No, I'm only 20.
You're only 20. Okay, well, my kid's 17. I'm trying to teach him some responsibility. If he cares that little about his paycheck that he would leave it on the bottom of a pile of Slurpees and banana peels and McDonald's wrappers, then he doesn't show any respect for it. And not to mention the fact that I had to spend the better part of an hour cleaning that S out of the car.
Well, I mean, did you talk to him about it first?
But I talked to him about it. Oh, let me think about that. Oh, no, that's right, because he had spent the night at a friend's house the night before. Did I talk to him about it first? Wait, what is this crap? I mean, no wonder you're calling a radio show giving me lip, for God's sakes. Too bad your parents didn't raise you the right way. Christ, did you talk about it? Like there's such a thing as a democracy when you're a parent and you're a kid. Did we talk about it?
Well, we talked
about it. Here was the conversation. Hey, I had to spend an hour today cleaning out your car. Thanks for the paycheck. Now go down to your room and clean up all the crap that's on your bed. That's the conversation.
Are you still living at home, sir?
For the time being, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
For years to come.
Okay, enough. Enough. Get out of here.
That's what's messed up.
I was booted out when I, long since booted out when I was 20.
Invited to leave?
Yes.
Yeah. It happens.
Hello. No, it wasn't invited, Rob, but I mean, it was made.
You were ready.
I don't want to say that my parents were cruel because they weren't.
Right.
But it was made somewhat clear to both my sister and I that, you know, when that time came, that it was probably a good idea to, you know, leave the nest.
This is a win-win.
You know, I mean, I made a segue when I went to college, and then, like, my junior and senior year of college, kind of lived on my own and kind of made the segue. It was, you know, come back for holidays and visits, but, you know, life goes on.
Good day to you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I know how you feel because I have teenagers too myself, and I'm always constantly on top of them trying to tell them to keep their rooms clean. It's terrible.
Right.
Especially when you have the oldest one trying to, you know, the youngest one is taking lessons from the oldest one, and then she keeps her room messy too, so.
What are you saying?
I understand where you're coming from.
All right, thank you.
Oh, and another thing, too. Hey, what do you think of them Patriots, huh, Mike?
What? What do you think of those Patriots?
What do you think of the Patriots?
I don't know. All your sentences had like silly string in between them.
Mumble.
I'm very happy for the Patriots, but you know what? I lose all my. First of all, I'm from Hartford, Connecticut, and I went south for football. I'm a New York Giants fan, so we never really got into the Patriots when I was growing up. And I like to see the New England Patriots because they're underdogs and they've been winning. I kind of think they are a team of destiny. But every time I see that guy Bob Kraft, it just takes all the wind out of my sails.
I hate
he
that guy.
He is such a slicky boy, smug hump.
I didn't like his comment there when he said about the cheap coach he got.
He's whatever, sir. Yeah, right. He's got some Snyder in him, doesn't he?
Oh, and he has that kind of, well, here I am with all my money.
It means, thank you, Len Dawson.
Right.
This means a lot.
Hey, hold on. Give me the reverb for a second, Robbie. Everybody saw this to him after the game.
Thank you, Len Dawson. As owner of the New England Patriots, this means a lot to me and the entire Kraft family. The players, the coaches, to some extent, the fans, they share in this, but I mainly want to hold it high above my head and say it's a great day for the Kraft family.
Such a hump.
He is the ultimate.
I am a hump.
He's the Uber hump.
I am the Uber hump.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Kraft.
But look at me. I'm wearing a blue suit shirt and a red power tie. And notice when we score, I know I'm on TV in the booth.
High five, everybody. Please.
Take Kraft baby marshmallows, cover with Kraft caramels, heat and serve a delicious new recipe from Kraft.
I was glad to see Patriots win, though. I know, we got it.
I was happy for Drew Bledsoe. I'm really, it's nice to see the guy that was kind of crapped on all season long to
see him come back and win the game for his team. Very,
very exciting.
It was. And, you know, how the Eagles could have won that game as well. The Rams are not unbeatable. I think the Rams will kill the Patriots, but...
Yeah, everybody Eagles, has, of course, everybody has said the Patriots were going to get killed in every single game during the playoffs.
Yeah, but the Eagles showed that you can play the the Rams tough. They had the ball with 2 minutes left, man.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gotten it done.
I had a couple of friends over watching the end of that Eagles game, and it was funny to hear one of my buddies see the wife of Kurt Warner and go, "Who's that?" Somehow took a shine to her.
We got him, didn't you, Peter? We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Damn straight.
That's all I have to say about that.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, I'm going to announce the winner today on the show of the Las Vegas Style Show in Your Home contest. All right, I got it right here. After scrutinizing the more than 1,500 entries we received,
we'd like to thank each and every one of you for sending in your entries.
I have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top.
There they are.
The five top entries. We'll share them with you. We'll vote. You guys will get to vote on WNEW.com as well. Announce that winner shortly.
Good.
Plus the re-rating of the women. Oh, bring Mike Weiss in. Olympic hopeful Michael Weiss, who's been on the show before.
Excellent.
Let me see. Oh, coming this week to the show, the debut of Don and Mike's Nude Password.
Nude Password. Very excited about that. Hey, Michael.
Plus, we'll be playing a Who Do You Know?
That's again
on the show this week. Here he is now, everybody. Skater.
Going for the gold.
Yeah. Not a fag. Michael Weiss. I just like pointing out the sexuality right out of the shoot, first time, every time.
There you go.
Right. So when do you head out to Salt Lake?
I'm leaving the 7th of February. That's the day before the opening ceremony. So I got a little bit of time more to prep.
And the event that you will be participating in is?
The Olympics.
No.
Good answer.
Specifically.
Yeah, the men's long program. I'm going for the gold medal.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, come on.
I'm not a pair skater, if that's where you're going.
There's no truth to the rumor you're going to become a pair skater with my wife. You're going to go out there and start skating with her in a pairs program.
That's all rumor. I think that was in the Inquirer, wasn't it?
Ah, very good. Yes, absolutely.
You got to educate me. I mean, I don't know if you're competing in the smart-ass competition.
he's the captain of the bobsled team.
I know he's a skater.
Right.
And I know that he's
a men's single figure skater.
And he's not on a team.
Well, he's on the U.S. Olympic team.
No, but he doesn't skate with other guys on a team like on a hockey team.
No.
At the same time, that would be hockey.
Right.
I understand that. And I also know that you're not one of those guys that will go round and round and round as fast as you can, right?
No, that's speed skating. Yeah.
Okay, so you are the guy who will put on the
sequined cowboy suit.
Okay. Like, do you go back to the Tom Hanks outfit that he wore in the Saturday Night Live?
You said it, not me. No, I mean, it's not like a big bulletin or a news flash or anything, but figure skating is not the most masculine of sports. But, no, I do. I skate in, I try and keep my outfits pretty simple. I mean, I'm going to be skating in the Olympics, stupid. You're laughing at me already.
No, we're not laughing.
What are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear a pretty plain and simple skating costume. You have to appeal to the figure skating judges, and if that's the game I got to play, I got to wear a skating outfit, you know, whatever.
What's your take on all this talk about, I guess it's primarily pairs, where they're talking about the women, and I guess the way Buzz had it on his news story is some of these moves are too gynecological, where the judges are clamping down on that. Have you heard about that? I mean, that was a news story a while back, you know, that they're worried that they're going to be a little too risque, that the outfits are becoming too skimpy, and that some of the moves are becoming a little too sexual?
Well, I think in skating shows they do that. A lot of figure skaters in skating shows will go out there, and there's guys. There's a guy on our tour. I do the Champions on Ice tour. There's a guy who goes out there and basically takes his clothes off every time he goes out on the ice.
Wearing a thong?
Yeah, he's dancing around and entertaining people. But, yeah, I mean, those are shows more than competition, because competition, there's nine judges. They usually range in age from, like, 40 to 70.
How many are female?
And you've got to appeal to those people.
How many out of the nine?
Depends on the panel, but usually half.
Half.
Usually
so,
half of them. And they're from Russia and Bulgaria, and, you know, they're from all over.
Is it still difficult when you've got the Russian judges, even though the Cold War is over? Do you still find that it's difficult to appeal to the former Soviet bloc?
I can answer that, Mike. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I mean, they're still the ones that are going to, like, you'll do a great program and you'll just see them coming up short.
Well, yes. You know what I did? One year I had my short program was to Van Halen. I was like, it's kind of wild for figure skating. I mean, I know it's not out there, but Van Halen. I skated a competitive program to Van Halen. I only did that in the United States with American judges. When I performed internationally, I skated to, like, a piece by Beethoven, you know, in order to entertain the other
guys. Because that's what's expected.
Because, yeah,
right?
That's what's expected, and that's what, you know, it appeals to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm. So what are you thinking? Are you thinking Pink? Let's get this party started.
I'm coming out, so you better get the party started.
What music will you be using this year?
At the Olympics, see, that's the difference. I do show skating and then competitive skating. At the Olympics, I'm going to be skating two pieces by Puccini. Very classical piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do a show, I'm probably going to be skating like the Rolling Stones or, you know, I was going to do a piece, you know, Centerfold.
Oh, Jay Giles?
Band.
Yeah, sure.
I'll do something like that. You know, like some cool stuff and, you know, have more fun. I don't want to be, you know, restricted to the figures.
Well, why? Okay, now listen. This really is a serious question then. If it's the Olympics and you got nothing to lose and it's you against the world, why don't you be the guy who breaks tradition in the Olympics and dance to Van Halen? Or, you know, skate to Van Halen?
Well, I would, but it's a lot more fun getting first than, like, fifth. I mean, really, I could skate a great program, skate to Van Halen, and be on the edge, and the audience would love it, and the crowd would love it, but I, you know, the judges might not. You gotta make those nine people happy in skating. And that's what sucks about skating.
You know, that my wife, who did a little bit of it, you know, and she told me that, I mean, there is this whole culture of judging and competition where you have to almost play a game more than any other competitive sport. You can go out and skate better than anybody else, but if you're not playing it the right way, you're not going to finish in the top five,
well,
right?
Well, that's what, I mean, you kind of know that about the sport when you get into it. It's not like track and field where you're going against a clock. It's,
right.
It's a very subjective sport. And in no other sport does it matter whether you have a smile on your face or what color your costume is or your haircut. I mean, in football, if you score a touchdown, you score. It doesn't matter what hairstyle you have or what color shoes you got on. But in figure skating, all that stuff is taken into account. So,
do you have certain judges where you'll go out? Do you not know who the judges are going to be until you get out there the night of your program?
I know, usually about a month before
they
announce
the
panel. Yeah,
and so you actually can tailor your routine to the judges you know you're going to have.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Great. Surprised you didn't know that.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Let's see. How about this? This is kind of a mid-tempo number.
Are you going to try to pick Mike's music there, or is that what you're going to do?
I mean, I understand Van Halen is too much, but how about this? How about... Oh, hold on, here we go.
Well, what's...
Thought about David Soul? You know Starsky and Hutch? I bet you recognize this now. I can see you...
I don't even recognize
it. Your sequin cowboy hat.
Give up on his baby. I love it.
How was the judges from... From Germany. How would they go for this?
I'll run that by my choreography. Actually, my wife does all my choreography, so I'll run that by her. Right,
okay, hey, very good.
Hold on. Well, I got to go to different discs to get different songs.
All right, let's see what the next choice is.
Hold on. I got plenty of them.
Don, I think you got a real knack for it as far as selecting the pieces that
you gotta,
we can go to the Olympics. Go for the gold.
Don picks the music. Number... You can always do the choreography.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. I can help you with this, Michael. I know my way around a dance floor a little bit. I know it's not the same thing exactly, but...
It's number four. Okay. There you go. Now, again, what we want is something that's non-offensive to the Europeans.
Now, when you play this, I'll actually see if I can work out a routine on what he should do.
Here we go. Oh, hold on. I didn't want that one.
No.
That's too much.
And too exciting. Was that listening to the music?
No, nope, that was Long Train
Running. Long Train Running, yes. Okay.
Here we go.
Very good.
This is the one I was thinking of right here.
All right.
There you go. Picture.
Mike Weiss in a sequins. Okay, what you do is you come out and you you have your hands wide and you're pulling them across your face like this. Then you go into a chicken. Like a flapping of the wings.
And smoke screen. I come from
smoke screen. Now, as soon as you get to center ice, what you do is you go into a mime routine where you're in a box. All right? Then, now when it gets to the hook, here we go. Now, at this part, go into a pogo where you just did, where you're just jumping straight up and down. All right? All right, now we haven't really gotten to the official hook yet. So you can actually come out of the pogo and go over to the side, then go to the other side, and now right on this, now hit your knees and just start messing up your hair. There we go. What do you think?
I like it. It's show programs. I do some different stuff that some other skaters don't do. Like, I do backflips and I do like a front handspring on the ice. I do stuff that's a lot more.
But you can't do that in the Olympics, right?
No, you're not allowed to do that.
I wish they'd let you do more of that in the Olympics.
Oh, there you go, right here. There you go. What's the song? This is not too gay. All right? This is very macho.
Oh, I could hide.
This would be your first choice, wouldn't it? Be for the program?
Daydream Believer.
No, this could be an encore.
All right, pick another one. Pick another one. They're all good. They're all wonderful.
All right, hold on. I'll give
Michael, is this giving you any help at all?
It is. You know, I was narrowing it down, but now it's just thrown a whole wrench into my music selection.
Now, this one's serious. I mean, now, this one, I swear on my kid's life, I'm not goofing you on. I swear to God. You want to do... Mike, when I swear on my kid's life...
Would you put your hand over your heart? I know you...
Oh, really? No, no. I mean, if you were... I mean, really, you come out to this now.
Right. I already skated to it.
You already skated to this?
Touched me?
Yep.
Really? To me, you come out at the Olympics, you skate to this. I don't care if you're wearing a dildo.
I mean, you
kick some ass with a door, right?
That I am not afraid.
I mean, you can do all your twirling and your
I could see you doing this.
I skated to a medley of the Doors. I skated to this and People Are Strange. It was like a medley, and I ended with that.
Hey, wow. Be cool.
People Are Strange.
That would be great. Yeah. All right.
Then seriously, how about this? Have you ever thought about skating to Dennis Murphy? You've listened to the show for a number of years.
Yeah.
You're aware of his fame, his national notoriety.
Are there people out there that don't know him?
They're very sad, those people.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, you're going to use whatever music you have to use. Who do you think is your number one rival? Who's the guy?
Well, there's two.
Okay. They are?
Russian.
Okay.
Boo!
F them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Alexei Yagudin and Evgeny Plushenko. They've been the world champions the last few years, and I've been third behind them.
Oh. Are you getting to be an elder statesman in this business?
Well, I'm 25.
That's an old man in skating terms, isn't it?
I'm right about in the middle. Young guys are 20. Old guys, there's Todd Eldridge, who's considered the grandpa. He's 30.
It skews older in the male competition than it does in the women.
Oh, right, yeah. The girls are
8.
And they are girls. They're, right. You know, some of Carol Pinsky won at 15.
Right.
All right, for those of us who are betting on the Olympics,
yeah.
If we were to bet on you, local superstar Mike Weiss, would you feel confident with someone betting gold, medal?
Gold, bronze, silver, or, you know, any of the above. I mean, how are you feeling going into the competition?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm basically considered an underdog right now because last two seasons I've been injured. I was already third in the world a couple times, so the bronze medal is not out of the question. The silver medal I can do. The gold medal I can even do. But right now, if you were in the sport of figure skating, people are overlooking me right now because these other guys have been competing the last 2 years.
Ooh. So, because you can bet on anything.
So you can make a lot of money on
Vegas.
It because the odds would be...
Right. The odds would be good.
All right.
So, cool. Feel no pressure. We are on in Las Vegas. What do you say we pool our money?
Okay.
I'll put $100 in.
I'll put $100 in.
That's $200. Buzz, we'll count you for it.
I'll put in some dough, sure.
Okay, there's Buzz.
Some dough from Buzz.
There's Buzz.
Buzz, would you like to put a figure on it?
50. I'll put in 50.
50, all right, it's 250.
Okay, $250.
Rob, would you like some of this?
Chicken, $50. $51.
All right, so we'll go $301.
All right, how about just $300?
Right. Rob, you don't need the extra. Right.
We'll go $300. We'll have somebody in Vegas make the bet for us on you because the odds, like you said, are going to be, you know.
Right.
We'll find out what the odds are. Should we bet on the gold medal? You win the gold medal?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
There you go.
And I got to know.
Can you bet on a medal? Can you bet on gold, silver, or
Michael,
bronze?
You can bet on anything.
Do you know you can go to Las Vegas and you can bet on who's going to win the coin flip at a football game? You can bet on who's going to get the first down. You can bet on who's going to get the first penalty. Positive you can bet on. Well, someone from Vegas.
Okay, well, bet on metal then.
Okay. So
bet on metal.
Bet on metal. I agree. That's what I think is a good call. Because you deal with all this other crap when you're dealing with figure skating, too. Judges and all that.
So what do you mean?
You go out and skate a perfect program. He knows this. So what do you
and
mean
bet on? I thought that's what we're betting on.
You're saying gold going to the top.
Oh, so I say bet for him to medal.
All right.
So
I think he's going to medal.
I think he's going to medal.
Yeah.
So is there a category in Las Vegas where we can just someone would take the bet just to say
Michael Weiss will medal at the Olympics? Yeah,
we'll win a medal.
Yes, we can do that.
All right,
we can do that.
Then feel no pressure,
but we're going to put $300 on you.
And you just said no, and we don't want to add pressure to an already pressure filled situation, Michael. But the fact is, you will let us down if you do not medal.
And the entire United States and the Washington D.C. area.
And Michael, if you don't medal, the terrorists win.
Okay. Remember that.
Just think about that.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your fans around the country and specifically in the Washington, D.C. area? I know you're very popular in this region.
Well, you know, the D.C. area has always been incredibly supportive of me. I've been in this area growing up and training here, for 15, 17, 18 years. And they've always been awesome. But I'm actually going to be in this area in April, right after the Olympic Games. I'm coming out and I'm doing the Tour of Champions on Ice. We do 93 cities throughout the country. And if people want to find out more info on it, championsonice.com. But, that's what I'm going to be doing all summer. I'm going to be touring for 4 months, basically. I'm going to be on the road.
We ever give you the sex quiz?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think,
probably took it a long time
ago. Absolutely.
Yep.
Are you one of those guys you're going to abstain before the big performance?
No, I can't.
Good for you.
Good man.
So your wife will be traveling out there with you?
Yeah, she's going to be staying. I was going to stay in the Olympic Village, but I decided because they won't let spouses stay in the Olympic Village with you that I just got a hotel room.
There you go. That's good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of Salt Lake City, what kind of a hotel are you going to get there?
I mean, you get one of those Marriott suites?
You get
Marriott because it's Marriott, right?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that Mormon City?
Right. Well, what I meant was you're not going to get any booze, you're not going to get any spanker vision because it is Salt Lake City.
But I guess that's why you got your wife there.
Yep. And I guess you probably wouldn't want to get bombed the night before the Olympics anyway.
Probably not. I've been real strict. The last 3 months, I've lost like 15 pounds.
You know, I was going to say, the last time you were on the show, you actually were larger than you are now. Do you have to get into a certain weight class to compete on that level?
You don't have to, but just for my own psyche, I do it.
Right.
I want to feel like I'm in the best shape of my life for this Olympics, and I want to not look back and say, you know, I could have done this better, I could have eaten better, I could have been, you know, this. So I just have been clean and pure the whole way. I haven't had a drink of alcohol in three or four months.
Wow.
Well, I want to feel like I've sacrificed something, basically.
I haven't had a drink of alcohol
three or four hours since this morning. Since very early this morning when you woke up.
And, of course, I know it would be too much to ask, but if you do medal,
but
when you're standing up there, would it be possible just to get a quick, it wouldn't be picked up just to,
I'm not a mic. I'll do it.
Just is it true that you were actually, were you juggling with my wife at the rink the other day?
Not literally. I wasn't juggling.
Were you juggling my wife?
No.
I mean, what was that? She said she was juggling something?
Yeah, one of the coaches at the rink juggles, and he was messing around with some juggling balls.
Okay.
Really?
I don't think I want to pursue this any further.
Hold on. Here's some more added pressure for you, Mike. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to pass along a message to him, and maybe you could pass along a message from the guys in the military. Military guys really like the Olympics, and we're all going to be behind you guys and really rooting you on, watching you big time.
No more pressure. Don't forget,
Yeah, all the military. So you're skating for the entire United States military.
Yeah, feel no pressure.
Just all right.
No, seriously, best of luck and everything. You know, Olympics are big to us, so good luck.
Thanks. I hope I can do us proud.
All right. Kick some butt.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I got a funny story for you. You remember talking about your son with the car and the filth and the dirt? Well,
honey, hold on. We have a possible Olympic champion in the room right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Just a moment, please. Hold on.
Come here. Okay. Different agenda.
She wanted to talk about the dirt.
Hold on a second. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
That lady didn't give an F what you were talking about.
No, she didn't.
Michael Weiss. Hey, listen, congratulations on just making it to the Olympics.
Thanks.
We hope you bring home the gold. And I was just wondering.
This is Glenn the janitor, Michael. Incidentally. This is one of our regular callers.
I'm calling in seriousness.
Wait, hold on. Hey, good
this
call,
Glenn. This is Glenn the janitor, one of our psycho listeners. I want to warn Michael Weiss before this call continues.
Mike, I'm congratulating you for getting in the Olympics. I'm wondering, do you get so nervous before you go out? Do you ever fart on the ice?
See, I knew that was coming. See, that's why I warned.
Serious question. Have you ever passed gas?
Regularly.
Right. All right, Glenn. All
right, listen, good luck, and bring it home for the USA, baby.
There's Glenn.
Okay. I got $50 with you guys, Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, baby. Love you guys.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you coming to New York, honey?
Hey, aren't you going to sing to us?
I love you. You are the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, there you go.
He's a janitor at an elementary school.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just no real pressure here, but you're going to be on TV in front of billions of people. Maybe, you know, during one of your many interviews in front of the TV audience, you can maybe throw out a hi, Don and Mike. I think that would not be uncalled for.
I already asked it. He said when he's standing up, he didn't have to say it out loud. Just mouth it. Just hi, Don and Mike.
You know what? I think if he does medal, you know, when you're up on the podium there, that would be the appropriate time. As they slowly pan by, you know, and you have to have that look. Obviously, the gold medal would be the ultimate as they're playing the national anthem.
Yeah,
and then you could have...
But there you go. Just be a mensch, you know, be a nice boy, and just take care of Don and Mike. You know, he'll always take care of you.
No, I will. I listen to him regularly. I drive all around the D.C. area all day doing my training from to and from everywhere. I listen to you guys all afternoon when I'm in the car, and then I listen to O&A on the way home, and...
That's great.
Apparently, I'm the only one in D.C. that listens to
that. That's true. Well, listen, best of luck to you in the Olympics.
Thanks.
You go out the 7th, you said?
Yeah, I'm leaving the 7th. The opening ceremony is the 8th, and 12th and 14th are when I compete.
All right, well, that's when everybody should watch the Olympics. Watch Michael Weiss, and keep in mind that we have the money on him.
Yes, we do.
Meddling. And good luck. Make us proud. You know, God bless America and all that crap. We really mean it.
You have an open invitation to come back here when the Olympics are over.
All right. I'll show you guys the medal.
There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
That's Michael Weiss, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Good man.
All right. Get out of here now.
Get out. Good luck.
Okay, Michael, good luck.
Good luck.
Take care. Have a safe trip out there, buddy.
Future Olympian, Olympic champion.
He's definitely smaller than he was the last time he was here.
I mean, he's an Olympian, but he's a future Olympic champion.
That's right.
Very exciting.
Medal winner.
Yeah.
No fag. I think he started by playing hockey.
He likes Spoon. We've had him on the show a bunch of times. That's the first question we asked him. You like Vag?
Didn't he come by like when we had naked women in here the last time?
Yeah, he sure did.
Likes the Boon. He does indeed.
Yeah, well, there he is. you know,
Tom Hanks really did it for male skaters when he did that routine at Rockefeller Center when he had the sequin cowboy hat.
You know, I for one really, to be honest, I could give a rat's ass about the Olympics.
See, I love the Winter Olympics.
I don't get into it at all. But now I've got a rooting interest to watch our guy on the 12th and the 14th.
The only thing I will point out to you is when you watch, if you really do follow that and you're rooting for Michael Weiss, it'll be interesting to hear your take on it because it is unbelievably subjective. It is very weird. He can go out, skate a perfect program, do very well, and you will have, you know, the Russian judge will not want to come over to that.
All right, well, good. Well, yeah. All right. Well, either way, we've got a reason to root now.
And he's an underdog, as he said. He, you know, in the skating community, because he has been injured the last couple of years, he is an underdog, so it should be interesting.
We need someone from Vegas to call us, go to a casino and find out what the odds are on Mike Weiss meddling at the Olympics, because if we lay down $300,
I might throw a little side bet down for the gold.
You think so? You feel that strongly about it?
Well, I think he's fantastic. If he's on his game, I mean, you know, the one thing about skating, you know right away if he's out of the metal, and that's if, you know, he goes up on those triple jumps and lands on his ass.
We should really compare the odds versus meddling versus gold, because if it's good odds for gold, that's where we should put all the money.
Yeah.
But I think meddling is, you know, he kind of indicated that. He will be, you know, he will be even an underdog for a medal.
How goofy would that be if the odds were like 150 or 200 to 1?
Oh, well, God. You know, I
how much money would that be, Rob? If we
I'm sure that there are people on websites right now that are probably going to call us that will be able to let us know what the odds are.
$300 at 150 to 1, we'd get back $4,500.
There you go.
It's a lot of money.
Are we all going to put it into one pool our resources?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll be like the dummies you see who win the lotteries, where it's right. The you know, the group of people together.
Right. Yeah.
It'd be great. $5,000.
Hold on, here's Melissa from Vegas. She says she'll place the bet for us.
Oh, how nice.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, honey. What casino would you go to?
I'll go to any of the local casinos. We have a lot that aren't on the strip that I would go to.
Now, can you find odds on something along the lines of Michael Weiss and what his odds are for meddling?
Yeah.
If you could do that and call us back, wouldn't we give her a percentage of the winnings for,
sure, sure,
for doing the legwork?
0.1%.
Yeah.
I'm going to put in some money to them.
Ah, very good.
Oh, well, even better. Okay, all right, great. Hold on, Melissa. Hold on a second.
We won the gold medal. We won in sheep vanishes.
Yeah.
Good day.
We never find the ticket. Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, I have to correct myself. $45,000. If they are indeed
$100,000. Well, also, can't we use one of them offshore betting sites that they have? I mean, you can bet on everything.
Yeah.
I know the internet. Well, no, the internet actually.
I'd rather do it in Las Vegas, yeah, Mike.
By handing it to this woman, a total stranger.
No, you know, we get someone from the radio station.
Yeah, I mean, out there in Vegas.
Yeah, someone from whatever the station is that we're on.
Get our board on to do it.
Yeah.
An honest disc jockey.
Yeah. Hello? Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing? You want somebody from Vegas? You got me. I'm a bookie over there. Scooch from the Claridge.
Now, listen, can you get us odds on...
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, as it...
Oh, my right. God, it's Glenn again.
I know who we should call. We should call Papa Grippy.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Rob Grippy's dad, who runs one of the casinos out there.
Or Max Bear.
Granny, 150 to 1, Granny.
Hello, Gene.
Yeah, tell the guys, Rob, especially, the math on that is that $300 at 150 to 1 is $45,000.
Yeah, he had that. He had that.
He's already corrected himself. Rob knew that, actually, going in. He was hoping nobody would alert us that he would be able to pocket roughly $38,000.
And I'm thinking that if Michael Weiss is as big as an underdog as he thinks he is, probably I'm being conservative.
He might be being modest also. I'm not sure how favored he
maybe
is.
Maybe I'm conservative when I say the odds would be 100 to 1 that he'd win the gold medal. Maybe the odds would be 1,000 to 1. I'd like to know. And in that case, we'd win...
$300,000.
No, shut up. We'd win how much?
$450,000.
You said 1,000 to 1.
Right.
Times 300.
Well, no, times 400. Right. 100, 200. How much are you kicking in?
350,
300. Oh, 300. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right. You sure you don't want to kick it up to 100?
Hello, Richie. Sure. Richie, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Hey, Richie.
How you doing,
Richie?
Boy?
We're doing okay. Hi, Rich.
I make book here in New York. Michael White, 69, on base up spread in the competition.
John, I wish your phone was working.
Your phone. We finally got a...
You.
Oh, it's not even a bookie. It's the guy who calls the burp all the time.
And we can do this in Atlantic City, too. You got the, you know, it's not just Vegas. You got Atlantic City going on.
I don't know. I got a better feel about Vegas.
You know what? I don't. I'll tell you why. Because of the distance factor. I'm nervous about that.
All right. Well, listen.
I just want to find out what the odds are. We can do it over in London.
I'm not going to. Listen,
all right. If you can bet on anything in this cup, you can bet on anything in London.
Listen, let's just make this agreement among us. I'll give you maybe Atlantic City over Las Vegas because it's closer.
And I like the idea of laying a bet down.
We could go there physically, you and I, to Atlantic City and lay down the bet ourselves. But let's just keep it in the contiguous United
States. Bang!
Yeah, okay.
Road trip.
We may just have figured out a real good reason to go to Atlantic City and do it ourselves.
Yeah. Bang!
Okay, got a break. More show coming right up.
Digital home plan, 100% digital, 100% static free. I cannot wait to watch the Food Channel with beautiful digital television.
And you know me, I like watching one thing, and I like my cunning honey watching something else. And generally, I try to keep my kid away from the TV, but he likes watching his own stuff. You can hook up as many as 4 TVs to one satellite dish.
Now, let me tell you something about myself. I love movies. You know that, don't you? And they've got a gazillion. I actually read that number. A gazillion movie channels on Dish Network. That's why I'm excited about it.
Mike, I'll tell you that they have 8 HBOs, 10 Showtimes, 8 Stars, and 3 Cinemax. That's 29 movie channels.
Call 800-333-DISH so you can get your Dish Network installed right now.
Some restrictions apply. Ask for details when you call 833-333-DISH.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Right, right, Jerry.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Let's go to Johnny. Hey, John. Are ye there, Johnny?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
All right. Did you read the screen and see what it said?
Did I read what?
Did you read your screen and see what it said about what I have to say?
My screen says nothing. My screen simply says a guy named John.
That's interesting. See, you have to get better people to type for you, man.
Now you seem to have an attitude, my friend. You seem to have a chip on your shoulder, axe to grind, an agenda. What is the deal with you, D.A.?
I know that Lisa actually wants Scott Farrell.
What?
I know that Lisa wants Scott Farrell.
Get out of here. Good boy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Toodaloo ass.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hold on. You know what I just did? I just hung up on that guy, and I just did that thing. So
hit the big button.
Yeah, sorry about
big
that.
Red button that went crash.
You know, generally we don't like screening calls.
Yeah.
And when we take calls from out of city, from whether they're from Seattle or from New York or Portland, a lot of times I don't got anything except a name.
Uh-huh.
It just says the name and what to go to.
When you get a guy like that, you see that's going to talk about? Is it up on your screen?
I played a Jerry Seinfeld tape here for you a second ago. This guy, Horseface, just pissed me off. That he had a routine on one of his CDs, one of his comedy CDs, one of his... they used to go around and do stand-up before he became Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bits was called Candy, about little kids, what they think about candy.
Right.
Candy.
You know,
candy, good candy. Who has candy? I'll do anything for candy. Mommy, Daddy, I want candy. Whatever it takes, I'll do it. Well, Little Brown's Children's Books will publish Jerry Seinfeld's first ever children's book called Get Candy.
Uh-huh.
Now, are the proceeds going to a charity? I always ask that because Jerry Seinfeld has
all the money.
So much money. Yeah. Let me see. It will be a color picture book based on Seinfeld's comedy routines.
Candy!
About the two C's of Halloween, candy and costumes. It's a routine that's completely transformed into a children's book. You get the whole experience of Halloween, lots of details, candy, ringing doorbells. The story centers on a little boy named Jerry.
Oh, little Jerry.
It's hilarious. In fact, the publisher has the book pegged as being for all ages.
Of course.
First printing of 200,000 copies planned for September 1st. Someone else will provide the illustrations. Jerry Seinfeld's been very involved in bringing the book to publication. He also wants a hardcover copy of the book with a book and CD package with Jerry Seinfeld reading the story in front of children.
I don't hear anything about charity.
Mm-mm. Jerry Seinfeld plans to make national appearances to promote the book starting in May in New York.
So we don't know whether that might just be adding to the Seinfeld empire.
That's all that is.
Is his wife pregnant?
They have a 14-year-old.
They have a baby already, right?
14-month-old.
Okay,
they
so
got
that's,
a baby.
That's why he's doing it.
Right. Yeah, but still.
Well, you know, it's on the mind.
I know, it pisses you off.
I mean, a children's book. Is he looking for dates again?
Who are these children? And what he did is he put the costume on and then knocked on the door of a woman named Shoshana.
All right, come on, Jerry.
Who had big boobs.
You got the money. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We are going to someone's home this Saturday for a live Las Vegas-style show with all the accoutrements.
Yes, all the terrific.
Now, let me tell you what's involved. That we come to someone's home Saturday, Super Bowl Saturday, for a Las Vegas-style show. It's me, it's Mike, it's Rob, it's Buzz, it's Lisa, it's Slow Joe, it's Tom, it's No Dennis Murphy, it's Homo Joe, it's Cheryl the Big Dyke, it's Mr. 40, it's Grady Smoke, it is... The strip games. It is the naked games. It is the
nude feud.
It is the nude feud. It is the underwear fashion show.
Yeah.
It is the Monica Lewinsky cigar contest banned by local ordinances. Okay. It is total nudity. It is the Tom Gavin challenge. It is the Homo Joe challenge.
Right.
It is a disc jockey with music. It is all of our sound effects. It is $500 for you to buy refreshments, snacks for you and your friends.
Wow.
Right, absolutely.
And we come with cash prizes.
Yes, we will be giving away cash money to the winners.
Just like we do at our big arena Las Vegas-style shows. $500 first place for the underwear fashion show. $500 first place for the nude feud. $100 for the Tom Gavin challenge. $100 for the Homo Joe challenge.
Wow. A very exciting show.
And because it happens in your house, we don't have to worry about local ordinances.
No, I believe the term would be anything goes.
PTA groups, etc. All we ask is that you invite to the home that we select
the fantastic participants,
a diverse group of people. Most importantly being girls who don't mind taking it off.
Yes, right. Because really that's what makes a Las Vegas-style show sing.
Mm-hmm. So we received over 1,500 entries.
Wow.
We thank you for that. It's now time to reveal the top five contenders. Because we're coming to your house.
Let's sing a song. Okay, Mo. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We're coming to your house.
We're coming to your house.
We are.
You'll have a good time.
Woo! Really?
When the Stooges were old.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We're coming to your house.
No, Mommy won't like us.
No, Mommy won't like us.
I guarantee that your mommy won't like it.
Neither will dad.
Bring your instruments.
Well, your dad will hate us.
We're coming to your house to break up the joint.
Now, Larry, that's no way to talk when somebody invites you to their house. We got an invitation
in writing.
Should
when
read
you
it.
Hear the bell ring. When you hear the bell ring.
You got an invitation? A doorbell, stupid.
I never heard of a stupid doorbell. Oh, please let us in.
Oh, please
let us in.
Now we're going to come to your house, too.
And Larry will play on.
Pleasure you.
His new violin.
His new violin.
I haven't got a violin. Would you like one?
I've had a little stroke.
Here it is. Oh, my chin. Oh, we'll have a party.
Oh, we'll have a party.
Party all day.
We'll have a party.
A party all day.
We're coming to your house.
All night, Super Bowl Saturday.
We're coming to your house. We're coming to stay.
I believe I need
here we are.
I'm Larry.
I'm Mo.
I'm Curly Joe.
Hi,
hey,
folks. How's everybody? Great to be here.
Okay, need the timpani.
The coming to your house, Mo.
I'm going to tell you right now the five cities.
Finalists.
The five finalist cities that are in the running.
Wow.
These cities are
trying to find the city on there?
Yeah. Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg.
Am I allowed to announce the five cities?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Don't know why I'm coming in here. I guess because you're the producer. Long Island, New York.
Long Island.
Good. Reno, Nevada.
Very exciting.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland.
And finally, just for Mike, just for Rob, not Sacramento,
no,
but very close in Stockton, California.
Stockton!
Stockton, California.
There they are.
So those are the five cities.
The finalists.
You have Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Reno, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Stockton, California. Here are the letters.
Now, you're going to you probably figure out...
Well, I'll tell you where the letters are from, because we're going to keep the winner's secret.
Right.
But you'll know where the letters are from. And then what we want you to do really is go to WNEW.com, go to the instant feedback, and over the next hour or so, or actually, you know, this should be a contest since we're on tape delay in many markets. We should not announce the winner till tomorrow.
Very good. We'll get the results.
So all the people like in Baltimore and Sacramento and San Francisco hearing us on tape delay will be able to vote as well for their favorite. Go to instantfeedback.wnew.com.
Very good.
Click on Don and Mike and just vote for your favorite letter. Please don't do it on a territorial basis.
Right.
Don't vote for the guy from Virginia because you live in Virginia, or the guy in Long Island because you live in Long Island. And vote for where you think
the most deserving letter comes from.
Okay? So here are... And we tried to be pretty objective. And like, there were some letters like, I was fond of the letter from Salt Lake City. That one got voted down. And Mike had a letter from the Sacramento area that Mike was for.
Yep.
And that one got voted out.
Right.
Buzz was screaming Wichita the whole time.
Please, can we?
Right.
Please?
Here we go. Here are your five finalists. And they are, in no particular order, Dear Don and Mike, I'm writing this letter to say you need to have your Las Vegas-style show here at my house in Reno. A good friend of ours has been dating a girl who works at the Bunny Ranch in Carson City, and we are sure we can get her to bring along many of the girls she works with.
Wow. Ooh.
We saw you when you were here last, and my wife got up and played the nude feud. We think it would be a blast to party with you guys. Salute!
That is
finalist number one.
Very good.
From Reno.
All right.
Finalist number two from Virginia.
Virginia.
This is the one, the rhyme one. Amy, Christy, and Ann are as hot and funny as girls can be. Plus, we have lots of hot friends that are like us three. We all have boring lives, but our threesomes are always great, so join the party at our house. Trust us, it's fate. We have fun personalities, but looks are really our best. Well, almost, you can't beat our six fake breasts. We drink a ton of beer and bottles of wine, too. Don't think we're lightweights. We'll prove it to you. We would hand deliver this to prove our beauty and fun, but we would hate to see your premature gentleman's relish.
Hi.
Remember to bring Lisa, Rob, and Homo Joe too. The rest is up to you. We're up for anything, and we mean it all. We're the life of the party, and you'll have a ball. We hate Jack Diamond and are only faithful to you guys. Hey, did I mention our breast size?
Oh!
38C, 36C, 36D. We won't disappoint you or your stripper's girlfriends either, because all of the selected invitees will like the beaver.
Ooh!
Please pick us. We're lots of fun. We're really hot. None of this is a lie, promise. Everyone else claims to be fun with hot girls to boot. They lie. We are the hot girls.
Wow.
That's a strong letter. That is a very strong letter.
That's choice number two,
mm-hmm.
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right.
Choice number three. Keep in mind, we are running the risk on being burned by Glenn the Janitor.
Yeah.
Yes. But after giving this much thought, we have decided that this is a legitimate letter.
We have checked the authenticity.
Don and Mike, I'm perfect for your Las Vegas-style show. I listen every day with everyone in my office. You guys rule. I live in Long Island. I'm 23. I have a hot 23-year-old girlfriend, and we both have several really hot 23- to 25-year-old lady friends who enjoy relations with each other.
Oh!
One of my friends was a New England Patriots cheerleader who graduated from the Harvard School of Business.
Wow.
I have another friend who has had small parts in many movies without her clothes on. You might remember her from the scene in Road Trip where Tom Green is telling the story about how the girls would walk around topless in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
She was the naked chick who had some dialogue.
Incredible.
Please choose me, because who else can give you 23-year-old naked lesbians? Nobody.
Strong letter.
That is strong.
That's letter number three.
Uh-huh. In no particular order.
Letter number four from Annapolis, Maryland. Top 10 reasons to have the Vegas-style show at my house. I live with two hot chicks. Each of my roommates has at least 10 recent graduated college hot chick friends. I get a discount at the local liquor store. Three words, hot drunk chicks.
That's very significant.
I am hopelessly irresponsible, but I do have a vacuum cleaner with attachments.
Wow.
My roommate always keeps her gun collection locked, despite the fact that my house has huge plate glass windows and sliding doors. Mike, almost no one has ever smashed through them with their head. We can all agree Las Vegas, Annapolis is the Las Vegas of the East Coast, and going to the bathroom, Don, outside is not only allowed, but encouraged.
Oh.
And finally, the number one reason you should select my home, bobbing for kittens.
Fascinating little twist wow. there, and I was always yeah. fond of that.
And the final choice, the final city, the final letter that we like the best.
Yes.
Stockton, California.
Stockton!
Dear Don and Mike, I'd like to start by saying, I am a loser. I can make this Las Vegas-style show happen. I try not to think of myself as a loser, but when it's staring you directly in the face, you can't hide from it. However, I may be a loser, but I have a lot of attributes that will contribute to a successful show. To begin with, I have a variety of friends that almost all will surely die of liver complications in due time. We are abnormals and rejects alike, but we have one thing in common, the Don and Mike show. We are a variety of mutants that stretch from young, old, fat, skinny, big-breasted, small-breasted, crippled, and downright alcoholics.
My God.
Willing to do anything to make this show happen.
That's enthusiasm.
In other words, a perfect group for the perfect show. My home is the perfect location. I can hold up to 100 people without even using my backyard. The only neighbor that would cause any havoc just died. So it's perfect. No complaints from her. The rest of the neighbors are devoted Don and Mike fans. Just to let you know what kind of people you're dealing with, most parties contain nudity and panty tossing. It's a normal occurrence. My only concern is the $500 allowance I'll have to spend on beverages. Again, I'm not lying when I say my friends are full-blown alcoholics.
Sounds like he wants more money for booze.
But don't worry, Don and Mike. I'll provide all necessary adjustments to make sure the booze is flowing strong. I'll provide you with cigars, cigarettes, pills for Mike, whiskey, martinis, whatever Lisa wants, which is almost everything from what I've heard. And I almost forgot, Buzz, I have a big bag of wacky tobacco waiting on the kitchen counter when you arrive.
Don't give the street address.
I can see it now, and I'm going to say it's going to be the best goddamn Las Vegas-style show ever. Sky's the limit, boys. Up to you to make it happen.
Wow.
Just give me the okay.
Wow.
And let the good times roll.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the five finalists. Let's give them all a round of applause.
Those are the five cities. Now, each of us, Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, Lisa, Joe, we will have votes. Those are six votes,
mm-hmm.
meaning we could have a tie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The tiebreaker will be you.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike listening audience. So keeping in mind that we want you to go to WNEW.com
mm-hmm.
and click on Instant Feedback. Do it whenever you're hearing this show. We're going to count up the votes and let you know tomorrow who your vote is for. Again, number one was the letter from Reno.
Reno!
That's with the Bunny Ranch Girls.
Number two is the letter from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
That's with the three hot girls that that want to have it at their house.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Long Island, New York.
That's the New England Patriots cheerleader.
However, keep in mind, she's going to be at the Super Bowl this weekend.
Ah.
So I would say that that discounts that fact. I mean, this guy Dante may have other hot girls, but the Patriots cheerleader will not be there.
Interesting.
Okay. Number three, Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Number four, the guy who had the top 10 list bobbing for kittens.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's the one from Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland. And number five, the guy who has friends who are all alcoholics from Stockton, California.
Yes, sirree.
So which do you like best? You guys, our listeners, our great listeners, you get an equal vote. And yours might be the vote that decides.
Yours might be the one that kicks it over the top.
Yeah. Again, one more time. Letter number one, Reno. Letter number two, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Long Island,
right.
New York. Number four, Annapolis, Maryland. Number five, Stockton, California.
We want to thank everybody that all 1,500 letters that came in.
Yes, we do.
They were all fantastic.
Pretty good.
And we also want to give special mention to all our five finalists. These are great letters. And, well, now let the games begin.
Okay. I think right now we could use a quick, certainly put no one on the spot, but...
do a little quick vote here.
Yeah, why don't we all just write down... by number again, which you like best, guys.
Well, why don't we write it down by the location? I think that'd be easier to remember.
Okay. All right. Let's see that. Let's see, Robbie and... okay, hold on. All right.
I'm in.
Okay. Let's see, Lisa, are you going to write one down?
Yep.
Everybody's making their choices.
We have a consensus here. All right, Mike.
All right.
As it turns out,
Mike and I agree.
Hey, very good. Rob, Lisa, and Buzz agree.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe? Joe's with us, Mike.
That's good.
So right now, right now I'll tell you, we are divided.
Wow.
There are three of us in this room.
Right.